the show. Lord Sessions Podcast, Big Cat in control. Talking professional wrestling from head to toe. New stories, independent wrestling. Let's go. Breaking down the matches, analyzing the fights. Big Cat's got the scoop, shining the spotlight. From the big leagues to the underdog flight. Lord Sessions got you covered day and night. With the roar of the crowd, we dive deep inside. Uncovering the secrets we can't hide. We abide, burn sessions where the wrestling truth resides.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of Per Sessions Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the main of main Dylan. You got me.
That's me.
Yeah,
you're Big Cat. You waved. I'm Dylan.
Big Cat Tyler Adams.
We're a professional podcast.
I fuck it up every time. You think after what is this, 80? Well, this one's 76. Technically, it's not because it's an interview. But after a while, you think I'd get this down. You waved is what fucked me up. It's all your fault. My name is Tyler Adams, the man of Maine. I'm here with Dylan Nix, the Nargle Nightmare. And, of course, we have Jake Goose.
Jacques-Louis Francois.
Don't even start with that.
Maybe from the county to be able to pronounce it correctly, bud.
Yeah.
Francis right. Lewis. How's it going? Lewis, how's it going, buddy?
I'm all right.
Good. And of course, you can catch us live every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can't watch us live. You can always listen to us on all audio podcasts. And of course, what Dylan X always says, give us a five-star fax bash. And of course, like, comment, subscribe to the channel. Fuck off, cat. Anyways, how's it going?
It's going good. It's a Friday. It's a weekend. Jesus
Christ. That's going great.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm drunk enough in this conversation already.
My wife.
What? So, we don't ever see Cat again. His wife has now murdered him, and tomorrow's Valentine's Day, so I really hope he bought her something, or she's never going to murder him.
The door was cracking open. I did. I actually bought her a nice. She's been complaining about not having a jacket all winter, so I got her a nice Carhartt jacket, so she's appreciating it. But the door was cracking open, and I thought it was the cat, because usually the cat is like usually paws it to try to get into the room. So I didn't see her, so I was just like, just assumed it was a cat.
Yep. Until he blames the cat. Usually what I do in my tag matches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Always look up first.
If we lose, it's always cat's fault.
Yeah, always look up first.
Always cat's fault.
All right.
Usually when we start this, we always add, you know, besides me fucking up the intro every time, we usually ask our guests, like, what got you into pro wrestling? So what got you started?
Well, first of all, introduce yourself to the crowd who may not know you, and then we can go into what
just introduced pro
wrestling. Well, let him introduce himself.
Okay, go in.
There's a difference.
Okay.
Okay.
You run this shit then, Dylan X.
I'm the crazy Canadian Jacques-Louis Francais. That's how you say it.
See, Cat, that wasn't hard. You just got to go throw a little French on it.
Yeah, I
can. Throw a little county on it, kid.
I'm just going to call you Lois.
So, I to be fair, I have a hard time pronouncing it too. So, man,
crazy Canadian.
So, sir, I will do sir. All right. What got you into professional wrestling? Like, what got you started, and where did you start? And like, how did you? Like, who'd you train under?
So actually it was just a luck of the draw. Started with Global Independent Wrestling. Got my foot in the door, squash matches. That's I guess where everybody starts.
How many years ago?
Oh geez. My debut match was 2013.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got squashed by the Tank. Billy Black. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Was much heavier back then.
Yeah.
But started off with that. And then I started my own company back in 2015, which changed into Crown of Maine Wrestling, and we used, like, that was our training ground.
All right.
I've done many seminars, you know, always looking at videotape, anything like that to improve my craft. But yeah, 2013 is when I had my first match.
All right.
Cool. So what made you want to start a new company? Was it just because of the territory of where you're located? Because you ran promotions in southern, northern Maine, you know, Presque Isle, that area. Was it because of that reason? There was literally nothing around your area?
I mean, they've tried it up here before, and every one of them failed. I mean, within months. But I want to take a crack at it, get some wrestling up here, give it some exposure, and see if...
Oh. You're still? We lost you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, we lost you for a second. I was like,
oh,
yeah.
All right. Oh, all right. So I was saying, like, you know, why don't we have a territory all over Maine?
Yeah.
You know, have me have something up here for Northern Maine, because there's not a damn thing to do up here.
Yeah. So.
That's basically it.
Well, dude, I'll pull back the curtain here a little bit. I'm from that area.
I know.
Well, I know. You know,
we went to
most
same
of the crowd
school,
knows at this point too. Yes. Fun fact, guys, we went to the same high school, and actually, you're a year behind me, right?
One year behind.
That's. I was trying to remember that one day. Sam and I were talking about it. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure he was a year behind me. So I was like, it's crazy.
You're showing your age, Nick.
Shut the fuck up, cat. Anyway,
next year age is showing.
Fuck off. But no, seriously, it's like growing up up there. There's not a lot to do. If you like outdoor sports, it's a great place to be, and I've told people that it's like it's a great place if you want to go fishing and hunting. Yeah, the county is great for that. If you want to go like to the mall. Well, there's Presque Isle, and it's what, four stores left?
There's barely a mall left up here now.
I mean, Bangor's not any better. I think Portland might be the only one that's got a decent mall in it. And the only reason I like the Portland mall is the upstairs, which is an arcade, which is cool.
Bangor, yeah, you won't be surprised if it's going away soon.
Yeah,
been keeping that up has been those craft fairs and stuff like that. And I still think they're still struggling.
Hot Topic and Spencer's, I think, are keeping them going. That's about it.
Yeah. No, I saw that. I saw that. It's like it's a dying breed. Everything's online now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I still like going to walk around a little bit. You know, just sometimes. Some days I just go and just wander and just see what I find. Because sometimes you trip over things.
Well, it's more of the tourist side is basically dying.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I feel like there's nothing like. Is nothing going on in center of Maine or.
Yeah, I was gonna say you want tourism, you have to hit down in the water, man. Bar Harbor still has plenty of people, trust me.
Well, that's it. That's Bar Harbor. But then again, how many times have you walked in the same store in Bar Harbor? You can only do it so many times.
Yeah.
Like I used to do 4th of July every year. And after the third year, I just came like to watch the parade, leave, come back and do the fireworks, cuz I've already been in the shops probably 10 to 20 times at that point. It's like, nothing new.
They're all t-shirt shops now anyway.
Yeah.
So bring us a little bit through the years of, so it wasn't always Crown of Maine. I know this for a fact because I saw a show when you guys were Avalanche. And I've told Primer that story about how that was his first match of his I've ever seen. He says that never happened. So I'm like, I've got the poster. So bring us a little bit through that. It was started. Did it start as Avalanche or was there one before that?
Initially I did JF Promotions, the one and only show that I did. It was for a family in Hodgson.
All right.
And, I wanted to, you know, take a stab at, you know, promoting and putting on a show, and, it was a big success. So we had a close to 200 people there.
Cool.
Showing support, and we had a good show. So I was like, you know what, let's try something. So I got to talk to Wayne. We went and said, hey, let's try something. And created Avalanche. It was his idea, and it was more just like trying to start something up here. And then again, speaking of malls, that's where we started doing our mall shows, and did that for from 2015 to middle of 2018. So most of it was the malls. We did some, you know, Hodgkin shows. We did Fort Kent. We traveled around, but our main base was the mall in Prestile.
I was gonna say, I have a picture. I was going to college at the time because I went to college late. I did everything late, honestly. I have a picture actually when you guys did the show in Fort Kent. I went back in the locker room, said hi to everyone because I knew half of you guys anyway. Right. Not even wrestling, just knew y'all. But I have a picture of myself standing in the ring actually at not knowing I'd wrestle in that ring in a few years, which is really fun. But yeah, it was kind of neat.
That was the first time I wrestled in front of my parents.
Van Buren was the first time I've ever done it. So like, literally the Van Buren, that's why I love working up there, is because I get to work in front of my family. My dad's getting up there in age and he doesn't travel. My mom won't leave my dad. So, you know, every Van Buren shows, I get to actually work in front of them, which is pretty cool.
Middle of 2018, Wayne and I went our separate ways, and I took over pretty much all the whole company and run of the program and everything like that. So it's like, well, we're going to switch up the name. It was actually not my idea. It was actually Nathan King's idea.
All right.
To call it Chronomane Wrestling. And I thought it was an awesome name, and that's what we stuck with. So,
I mean, the county is the Crown of Maine, so that works.
Yeah.
makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's... Yeah, so. I was actually literally going to ask why the name change. Was it because of, you know, just going separate ways with another promoter or what? But yeah, you answered that question.
Yeah.
So are you still in charge of Crown of Maine now, or have you kind of stepped away?
We changed the name 2019. We established ourselves as a starting point. And I owned it. I booked. Put on shows until the beginning of 2025, and life caught up, and wanted to spend more time with the family, so I ended up selling it to Mike and Amanda Brown, who are currently the owners, but I'm still there in case there's any questions or concerns or advice. I still book for the company, so whenever I reach out to you guys, that's me booking you guys and stuff like that. Yeah. But I still try to help out as much as I can.
Yeah.
So you must have missed the last show where the venue almost got canceled then.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Yep.
For those who don't remember, they ran Jason Maverick. Ran an angle. Well, it was approved by the promoters, so it can't give him fault.
Right.
To attack his opponent outside of the venue.
Oh yeah.
But forgot to let the cops know that's what's going to happen, because the venue was literally venue police station.
Yeah.
So
you know what's funny about that is that I saw the video of it. I heard all the backlash in the chat. That was the only one and only show I ever missed.
Oh, geez.
Seriously. It was actually my wife's birthday, and I wasn't going to miss her birthday, obviously.
Oh, no.
So I said no, and sure enough, something like that happens. So
I see Whitney be like, oh, I'm missing your birthday. You're doing what now? I'm kidding.
Correct.
I pull in the parking lot, and just cops. Are in, I'm like, what the fuck happened? Yeah. And
I was like, I love how Sam and I are like at lunch, we're over in Caribou, and then we're having lunch. I'm like, I'm eating a burger, and all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up. I'm like, the hell's going on? I open up the chat and I see him like, hey guys, look, cops. I was like, what the whoa, what?
See if I can find it. I bet I saw the video.
Oh, yeah, that's
just sent to the group chat.
That's as real as you're gonna get, I guess.
Yeah,
it's complete oopsie daisy that we didn't let the cops know.
I think what really sold, like, the boys being like, stop. No, you know, we're selling and we're like, no, no. Oh God. You know, Wyatt's wife was like just hitting those pitches perfectly. And the cops, like, I could see like on their faces, this is real. No, it's not. We're idiots.
Exactly.
Let us be idiots about it. We're okay. We're not going to hurt anyone. We'll hurt ourselves. Right. Especially.
And like, we're terrified. Terrified that it was like gonna cancel the event is like because it was they kept on like,
and of course Mike showed up late too. He had a football game to meet.
Yeah. So he shows up, he's like, right,
what happened?
And that's, we're all like, right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he showed up about, I think it was just, was it after Casanova Night's match? It was either after Casanova Night or the next match. I can't remember which one. Yeah. But it was like he was there just before intermission. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, oh, lesson learned. We'll do it again.
Yeah. Or if we do, make sure there's no cops around.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Or tell them.
Or tell them.
Or yeah. Tell, well, them. Yeah.
It's kind of like, I'm going to pull back the curtain. I'll do the pull back the curtain thing here a little bit. So Samuel Matthews and I were joking a while back. It was back when, you know, before he was a jerk. We're going to do a whole thing down on the pier in Bar Harbor where it's like, you know, he's going to come jump me on the pier and toss me off the end of the pier into the water. It's this 8-foot drop. It's not that far, you know, and it's the ocean's a little cold, but I mean, it's like usually about 50, 60 degrees. It's like in the summer, especially when it's 95 degrees out, I'll jump in. I don't care. Sure. And I'm like, dude, if we do that, we have to like put signs up, like filming a sketch. We're not mad at each other.
So, right.
Yeah.
You have to let the local police department know so they're not arresting you guys.
Yeah. Least,
yeah.
Well, I know half the cops in Bar Harbor. So I'd be like, hey guys. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
Yeah.
This is the first time I see this footage. I saw the actual what they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just pulled in and then just cop lights is like,
That is
Cat's like, Cat's like, I should have been playing Bad Boys when I did this. And I was like,
yeah, hey, I should have. Blaring Bad Boys.
Oh man!
I know. Oh, I saw Joey Nails. I just put the window down. I'm like, "What the fuck you do?"
Oh, so I do have to ask though, since you've been running your own company, and or you were running your own company, and of course you have the power to book whoever you want. You got a lot of cool talent up there. Like you got August de Torres, if I pronounced his name right. I hope I did.
Apparently not me. Didn't book me for the next show.
No one cares.
They just tell me who I need to book, and that's what I do. Sorry,
wasn't good enough. That's okay.
No, I understand.
Well, Kat, see, when you get one of these right here, you get booked.
Go.
Yeah. It took me 5 fucking years to win this damn thing.
Didn't you win it before, and then
no,
dropped it through COVID?
No, okay. So to tell the story of that title really quickly, I've had 3 shots at it. One was against Eric Johnson. I was the main event wrestling heavyweight champion at the time.
Yep.
The match got thrown out because Turner interfered. Mm-hmm. The second time was against Wyatt Holiday. Casanova cost me that match. Fucker. And third time I dropped Casanova on his head with the muscle buster to win it.
Oh.
Yeah. So 3 shots. Third time was a charm.
For some reason I thought you had it or you were about to have it and then COVID happened.
No, during COVID, I had the main event wrestling heavyweight championship.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
I had that for a little bit. And then when he came back, he stripped all the titles, gave them all the blah, 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 blah. We don't talk about the company anymore. It's like, we don't talk about
the company. Company
doesn't exist. Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. That is one thing, by the way, I do have to mention. Thank you for not doing pulling something like that, where it's like, oh, we've got shows. Like, I understand shows need to cancel. It happens. The plague happens. We all seen that happen. But as long as I've worked for Crown, I've never had an issue with you guys being like, oh no, you know, like we're just gonna cancel a show outright. You know, cancel a show, then we're gonna cancel the next 12 shows. No, I actually don't think you guys have canceled a show, honestly. So
I don't think so. Yeah, I think maybe like within the 6 years. The 6 years I've ran it.
Yeah,
I think maybe one. Oh no, two, because one was the weather and the other one was because COVID happened.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that COVID kind of canceled everything. Yeah, COVID kind of canceled everything, to be fair.
And actually, I had Brutal Bob Evans. I had all them guys coming up too. I had Franco Varga. I had all. It was going to be a nice, great show.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that's where my question was going into. Who was your favorite person to book? Like, who's like the biggest name? Who's the biggest name you got? Oh, oh, shut up, Kat.
I got a list. I booked Rene Dupree. He's really cool, actually.
Austerious, right?
Really, really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
People say a lot of bad stuff about him, but he's a really good guy. The Tough Guy Inc. with Bob Evans and his tag team partner. I'm trying to think. I booked
Austin Aries, right?
No, that wasn't.
No,
not Austin Aries.
No, Aries was Vacation Lane.
Oh. Who was I thinking? Who am I thinking of then?
I booked Tony Atlas.
Come to me.
We love Tony. We love Tony.
Yeah, Tony's great. Tony's awesome.
Did you see Eric telling the story about Tony beating up Roadblock?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that was funny as hell.
I love that story.
I don't know how many.
Good on me, motherfucker.
You know, in all, to be honest, I have not. I'm surprised that he hasn't gotten beaten much more than what Tony gave him.
Yeah. But,
I won't go further into detail, but that's
I've been in the ring with him a couple times, and I've probably been a little snugger than I should have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, how hard is it not to get snugger with it? Because he just pisses you off because he's not listening to you.
That's basically
and he can't bump because his back is broken and freaking basically one piece. So everything that he takes is fucking awkward as shit, and you think he's gonna die.
So last year at God, I can't remember. Kat, you might know. You weren't there. I think you. I don't remember who was there. Well, anyway, it was me and Larry versus Roadblock and Tommy versus Storm and Christian in a six-man tag match, or not a six-man, six-person. It was three tag teams.
Triple
Roadblock's like, oh, I want to go up to the second rope and do my my shoulder tackle. Okay, I'll take a second rope shoulder tackle. No big deal. Whatever, you know. So he hits me. I'm selling down, and I'm selling for like it feels like 20 minutes. And I'm like, I'm looking up at the ropes, like, come on, Rody, come on, come on, come on, because he climbed up. He tried to climb up backwards, and I could hear Larry going, "Mark, turn the fuck around." Just in this corner, and I'm like, I gotta put my head down because I'm laughing. I'm like, great, this is gonna break kayfabe because I'm busting out laughing in the middle of this match.
I got so many bad juice against him. I mean. With 3W, that was a horrendous.
We're still tag team champions.
Yeah, I know. Technically, I know, right?
Technically, yeah. We're still tag team champions.
Actually, I think we've been stripped, and they were defending them at a couple shows ago. So
what couple shows? They haven't had a show since the last.
No, not that they weren't defending them at a 3W show. They're defending them at a one of Colson's shows last year, and then Blade and Larry beat them for the titles. So yeah. I think. I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot to say, but I'm not going to say too much because I don't
want
to.
Yeah.
You know.
You want the heat?
You don't want I get enough heat down there when I wrestle, so I'll take that.
Hey, we had a pretty good match at Main Event. Yeah. I'll take that. Yeah, heck yeah. I just watched it back. I was at the gym the other day, and I threw it on. Unfortunately, it's got like a minute of that's missing footage because of technical difficulties. I'm like, oh, come the fuck out. You can hear the commentary.
Of course.
But there's no video.
Of course. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, we had a match. We had a good match. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know what really chaps my ass about the promotion that's no longer around is that it was kind of filling in for Let's Wrestle.
Because
Let's Wrestle was kind of gone. And now it's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they burned too many bridges, and
now they did.
Oh yeah, I mean, but I mean, this was the end all because it's not the first time it's happened.
Yeah, this is the nuke. This is
the red button. Press the red button.
This is a Tenpenny convincing you to press the button in Megaton. If anyone gets that reference,
I want to know what happened with the woman's shit because as far as I know, the venue was paid for.
Got canceled too.
See the column we just talked about. So anyway, all right.
But I'm saying that it got paid for. Like somebody else paid for that.
I don't know
that event.
Cat. It's done and gone. It's done.
I'm trying to create banter. Just fucking go with me, goddamn.
Done and gone. I'm asking questions here. Go for ask it. Questions. Important questions, sir. Now I don't remember what I was going to ask. Fuck you. It's how we act on the show, by the way. No, seriously. So one of my favorite questions. Okay, so there's two of my favorite questions. First of all, what is if you 6'7" on me? I swear to God, I will kill you. Swear to God.
Stay in a basketball game, man.
I swear on the heads of Axe and Smash, I will kill you. What is your favorite title belt and design?
Title belt design?
Yeah, who like WWE, ECW, New Japan? Your favorite like belt? Which one? Like which one is your favorite?
I've always been okay. I got two belts that I like. One first one, and still to this day, my number one is the European title.
Ooh, nice belt.
Okay, I've always liked the European title, and the second one is the old U.S. title with the American flag on it.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's a nice one.
Okay. I don't like the one now. I like the one that actually had the flowing flag.
Not the spinner, but the one between the spinner and the new one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I know which one you're talking about. That's a good one. I like that belt. Yeah. That's a nice one.
So,
another fun question we generally ask in this one is, what's the worst bump you've ever taken, and what's the worst bump you've ever seen?
Worst bump I've ever taken. Oh, I think it would. Not technically a bump. It was just taking a chop from Larry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, a chop from Larry. That one, right?
That was a
nice
belt.
That belt. Yes. Yeah. But chop from Larry sucks. I've had two. I've never really endured a major injury, but I've had two times bruised ribs. Those hurt like hell.
Yeah.
And I had a bruised tailbone. That's not fun either because I can't sit.
No, there, no, no. I get that.
But the worst I've ever seen taken.
Nope. Sorry.
I think I can't pick one point, but it would have to be watching a match and someone botches a move.
Mm.
I can't pinpoint any single one of them because I've seen many in the past. It's if someone botches a move and it injures a person.
Oof.
I've seen it. And then it sucks. I mean, if you're not comfortable with it, don't do it.
You know, that's a great piece of advice I've given. Like, I don't consider myself a veteran in any way, shape, or form. I've been around for a minute though. So if I go to shows and I hear like the kids that are like a year, 2 years into it, and they're calling a match, and like it's one of the things I say. I'm like, especially if I'm calling a match with someone, I'm like, if you're not comfortable taking something, say no. I have no problem with it. I'll do something else. I've had plenty of people, like especially my suplexes, they're like, I don't know how to take that. I'm like, oh, so how you take this one is just this. Like my exploder, a lot of people are freaked out by the exploder. And I'm like, it's a front roll. It's all it is. It's a front roll. it's simple. Mm-hmm. Once I tell people that, they're like, oh, okay. But yeah, I get that where it's like, it's gross, So, oh, is this has taken a chop? Oh, and poor. Two, three.
Don't flex because you are.
Oh, God. The echo on that, man. I'm telling you, it's
brutal. Oh, Hess was a little insane.
I could see that.
Yeah, he was.
A little insane. Could barely hear him. He was like, "That ain't hurt." He lost his fucking hair.
Was I not there for this?
That's not fun.
Oh, you know what? I was probably there for the show, but they were doing this is during setup. Oh God, is that Lee with short hair?
Probably. Yeah. This is like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel it every time I see it.
That might.
Primer posted the other day. Speaking of that, Primer posted the other day. He's like, when Cousin Larry's music comes on at work, and like you automatically flinch from chops. I'm like, yep.
You guys know that I am not afraid to take bumps.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
I love taking bumps.
Yeah. So it's like, speaking of bumps or speaking of like random wild things that's happened in matches, let's talk about really quickly, our wild match. Things. What?
Wild things.
I'm going to kick you. So our match at MEW, yes. It was Indian Island. It was the Wild versus Hyper Putin. We're having a match, and we had to cut that match a bit short.
You mean MPW?
Huh? I did say NPW. Oh, NPW. I apologize. NPW. NPW. Yeah. Neil's gonna freaking blow up her phone. Be like, what the fuck? Ari NPW. That's what I meant. Yeah. So we're in Indy now, and we're having a decent match. And we're gonna tell the story really quick. Tell it from your side. I'm sorry, your shoot name, Jacques.
Jacques. Yeah. No. My view was, we had called a spot. It was Big Cat and Ray. They called the spot. We were right on that spot. Well, Ray decided that he was going to get back on to the ring and come down on Big Cat, which was fine. But one time that they had that blue mat right on the side of that ring, he goes down to give him the tomahawk, whatever, and he slips. Like, his foot drags and slips the blue mat and tweaks his knee. And he cannot get up. He could not get up. I could tell he was in pain. Something had happened. So I whispered in his ear, are you okay? Are you okay? He's like, no, dude, I just fucked up my knee. I was like, get in the corner. I'll take the rest of the match. So that's what we did. And yep. It sucked because it was a good match. And it just ended horribly.
Yeah, so for folks that don't know, we're having a tag match, and we're having a tag match for the belts. And, like, literally, we had to audible the second of the match because we're just like, Ray had blown his knee. Well, was it a full blown out or just bad tweak? I don't remember.
He didn't have to get surgery for it, but yeah. It was bad enough that he had to go for PT and all that. So
Yeah, he ended up messing up his knee pretty bad. And literally, Cat looks up at me. He's like, what just happened? And I have to go I'm like, just call stuff to each other in the ring at this point. I'm like, literally, we went super old school. We're calling Jock and I get in the ring. We're calling stuff to each other. I'm like, just go in the corner, take, eat this, hit me, do this. And we're that's how we're doing the rest of this, like this other, like 3.5-4 minutes of this match. We got through it. It was good ish, but it was not what we called. We actually had a fun match. And yeah, this is the blue match he's talking about right here. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember this Matt. I just remember him blowing his knee out.
Yeah. The timeout was literally like, because this is me. If you see me, I look down. I'm like, you guys okay? Like, I'm trying to.
Play no, this up, is like, just part of the. Oh, this is a part of the gimmick at first.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not the match.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. There's Cat. Boom. All right.
But I think it was just how the mat was positioned.
Yeah,
and how he landed it on it, not perfectly, and it slid. Yeah.
Oh, there's a chair shot.
Oh yeah,
you could have walled me with a little bit more of that.
Oh well, you know, hey, we had fun.
You were being nice.
Yeah, but no, it sucked because I actually remember Dylan. You looked at Ray and you're like, get back down.
Yeah.
Because Ray wanted to get back up. He wasn't,
like, no.
He wasn't gonna stop. Like, dude, stay down.
Yeah. No, I know, like, sometimes I've been around long enough where if I see someone and I can tell something's wrong, I'm like, just stop. You know, we'll work the rest of this out. I've got no problem working the rest of it out, but just
right there. Here,
boom.
There, yeah. Boom. Yeah, you hear him. You could tell that he.
Yeah. You can see me look down like, I think I was trying to talk to Mo right there too. I was like, Mo, check on him. Is he okay?
As soon as he got back in the ring,
yeah.
As soon as he got back in the ring, I knew. Yeah, he was. Yeah,
freaking Levi.
It wasn't good.
All right.
And I was whispering in his ear before I told him. I was like, I'll take the rest of the match. You stay there.
Luckily, we were going. It was kind of like jumping into heat to start the whole match anyway. Yeah. So like,
But. Because of that, Ray had to retire from the ring. So
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, it was just crazy accident.
It should happen.
And man, I get it because like I've been in matches where you know I was wrestling down in NWWE and I was slightly hurt at the time. Like my leg was a little messed up, but it wasn't bad. And I went to give the guy I was working a body slam, and I picked him up. And I got to hear and I felt the muscle in my leg, like it felt like a zipper. Mm. And I was like, and I got him down safely. Like I didn't drop him on his head or anything. I body slammed him like I was supposed to. Cause like, I was like, luckily the momentum I was already going this way. So like I got him down. I forgot the end of the match. completely forgot the end of the match because I was like, I was in like super amount of pain at that point, yeah. And I was freaked out. I thought I ripped a muscle or something. Luckily, I just really badly sprained it. And he's like, he hits me with something. He's like, just stay down. And he hits me with like a drop kick and pins me. We get to the back. He's like, brother, you forgot the end of the match. And I was like, dude, my freaking muscle in my leg went. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, my thigh muscle, like my groin area, like the muscle, like zippered. I felt it. He's like, oh shit, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, he's like, you know what? It wasn't a bad match till then. I was like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
What about the Whooping Pie Festival?
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I have the worst timing on shit sometimes. I went to give a freaking Stinger Splash. It was a jumping clothesline. Was it jumping clothesline? I've done it 1,000 times. Splash. Was it Stinger Splash? Anyway, Stinger it was a splash move. Yeah. I go to give it, and I land, you can see on the video, I lift my right leg up and I touch my toes and I kind of bounce a little bit. Like my calf muscle popped. Like it wasn't like anything. Like I didn't actually, like everything I've done like that is not serious in the long run, but in the moment I'm like, well, I'm not crippled. So
yeah, you have old man legs, dude. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I get the strength. I just don't have any of the durability, apparently. Oh, of course he brought this up. So, yeah.
I think it's right here.
Yeah, it was with...
Oh, cool. Calvin Strange coming back. This was his first match.
I am so he was happy having fun. He's back. Yeah.
He called that seconds early. He could have had another second on that. Say go, because I was looking to him to call to tell me to drop because I didn't know Dave. I knew Dave was behind me. I just didn't know when to go. Same Radcliffe.
Six man tag.
Yeah. It was Austin Hess versus them.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It was the Calvin. It was the classic core. So. For a while, when Calvin wasn't around, Samuel Radcliffe was teaming with Dave as part of the coaches, the Beavis. They were with Beavis.
Yeah.
And then when Calvin came back, they kicked out Beavis and they became a trio. And then Radcliffe went away. And then Dave went away. And then Dave turned on Calvin. And then that never happened ever again. I don't know.
What happened anymore. Dave turned on Calvin? Aren't they partners?
Dave turned on Calvin at MEW. We'll say it that way.
Oh
yeah,
the company we don't say.
Yeah, so I think it was right here. Actually, it was a splash against
right
Dave.
Here.
Yeah,
it's right here.
If you watch, boom, I hit right there. You can tell
you hopped up a little bit.
Yep.
And then it's funny because it comes out. And he goes, "It's like I'm fucked up." It's like I thought he said that fucked up. I'm like, no, it didn't look back. It goes, no, my leg's fucked up.
Okay, you see Cat looking? Go the fuck?
Yeah. Could happen,
and of course, I'm trying to finish my spots. Yeah. Like I go to hit the elbow drop. It's janky, you know. And I'm like, I'm gimping. You can tell.
Oh yeah, right there. You're done. Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm in this for like most of the shine. So I'm like, I gotta finish my shit. And once Cat tagged in, I was like, bye.
Yeah.
I looked at Hess. Of course, the Cat tags me right back in my.
Oh, this is when we first started doing this, that we didn't have it down to a T yet.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be in our corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's the thing that the fans don't know. I mean, shit happens in the ring, and you still got to do what you need to do and make it look real. Yeah.
Just keep going. So. I tell you. So, you've wrestled pretty much. I've seen you wrestle from. Where's the I'll ask it this way. Where's the furthest you've gone for wrestling? Like how far have I've been to, I guess Jersey's is the furthest I've been. Like how far have you gone for wrestling?
Furthest south I've been has been Groton, Connecticut.
All right. Was that for OWR?
OWR. Yeah. Yeah. The furthest west I've been would have been Quebec.
Oh, nice. I love to wrestle. I love Quebec.
The furthest north would have been in Edmonton, Canada.
All right.
Worked for Ultimate Championship Wrestling with Marcus Burke, his company.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, the only time I've ever been in Edmonton was back in college. So
it was a spot though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like MC Mario's. Yeah. You have to be from the county to get that reference. County back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Too young.
Like, yeah, I've pretty much stayed within New England. I've done some, right. You know, Quebec and Canada. I've tried going further. I almost had stints in New York and stuff, but they all fell through. Yeah. So it's how it happens, I guess.
Yeah, no, I get that. We've had, I've had moments where people are like, hey, you should come here. And I'm like,
we should go to Vermont and work this promotion that just started up. Oh, come to find out the guy is a piece of shit.
Yeah, he wasn't an offender, but he was like, I think he's a woman beater. Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He was charged for it, whatever. He's like, people can change, whatever. It's like,
almost literally half his roster went. This is
that yeah. Stigma will stick with you forever,
yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. And like, I get if it's like things happen, charges are pressed, but nothing really happened type thing. That's one thing. Like, things happen, right? But when it's like multiple accounts and multiple witnesses, it's like, bro, can you really pull that off? Seriously? I don't know. So.
Kidnap somebody and beat the shit out of them. I think that's something that stays with you for a while.
Teddy Hart?
Oh,
sure.
Ooh, we're name dropping now.
It's not that ain't online.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I know. So Quebec, man. Okay. So for anyone who doesn't know, the city of Quebec is gorgeous. First of all, mm-hmm. it is a very old school city. It is, man, it's like it's older than Boston. So when you go there, it's like mm-hmm. you are seeing history that's still alive, which is really cool. Describe your wrestling in Quebec. I mean, I got to hear about this. I'd love to wrestle in Quebec.
So it was just like outside Quebec City.
All right.
It was actually more towards the western part of Quebec, but whatever. Yeah. It was the town was called Coaticook.
All right.
Yeah, all right. And the venue was an old steeple church.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it was they cleaned out the pews and they cleaned out all that. They had the stage there already, and they dimmed the lights. They had
please bless this wrestling event,
right? And say your prayers, eat your vitamins, you know.
Yeah, basically.
So they dimmed the lights and they had all this production lighting, cameras here, there. I mean, it was great. I think it was the most fanciest place I've ever wrestled in. It was an awesome experience.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
No, man, that's wild. I always like hearing about, like, cause like, man, we've all wrestled at some wild venues, and like, I love hearing like super cool things like that. Fenway's our top one still.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
So if Bo ever hit us up, like, you guys want to wrestle Fenway again? Yes. When? Exactly. I will call it dead to work.
I'll find a tag team partner. I'll go down and wrestle.
We didn't even get paid for it. It was just more the experience.
Yeah, no,
like you want to wrestle.
I had no
problem. Like, yeah.
I had no. They're like, do you want to wrestle at Fenway Park? I'm like, I went out in a Red Sox jersey and hat. That was my ring.
There's a bear shit in the woods, pretty much.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's also the day I get to pose with two of the Red Sox trophies, and I was like,
that's great.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
You know, it was such a cool experience, and like, absolutely. It was so fun because they're like, "Do you guys want to go on first?" Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. Cool. That means I can wander around Fenway for the rest of the day. Of course.
Oh, my tummy was upset though. That day, my tummy. I was so tired from the night before. I was on Red Bull and mac and cheese, McDonald's. Found out that it's not a great combination when you need to wrestle first thing in the morning.
Nope.
Oh. And then, like, after the match is done, I just beelined to the bathroom and came back. And Bo is like, you want to be in the big man's rumble? I'm like, no. Like, I'm done for the day.
Oh, but, I get a fun story. I get a quick fun side story about that whole Fenway Park day. So Wesley Pipes looks at me. He's like, dude, question for you. I was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, you got a card on you? I was like, well, of course. He's like, could you buy me food? They don't take cash. And I'm like, yeah, I got you, bro. Come on. So we had the funniest part is they had a Hannaford or like a grocery store set up in the middle. Pipes and I walk by, and of course Pipes is Pipes, and they're all like, all the girls like, ooh, you know, and I'm just me. Yeah. And they're like, you guys want some fruit? And Pipes and I are like, Yeah, sure. So we walked back. I had a bushel of bananas under my arm walking back to where he was. Robbie the Giant looks at me. He's like, where the fuck did you get bananas? I was like, down there. He's like, you want a banana? He's like, yes.
He was talking to me, talking about freaking wrestling in Mexico while munching on a bunch of bananas and shit like that. Fuck he rock, spoiled to me that Carlito was coming back.
Yeah.
He's like, I knew before it beforehand because Carlito was wrestling in Mexico and he was talking that he was in talks with WWE. So little fun little side things that you get when you're in the business. Yeah, I know when we found out that sadly Anthony Green got fired from it. Released from NXT before everybody else did too. It was like shit.
Yeah, Randy hit up the chest like, guys, don't tell anyone. We're like,
it's like thanks for letting us know, but can you wait until after the show?
it's like when I found out MJF was going to win our title before anyone else because I was at training and they were planning some of the show and I was like, spoilers, and Amber looks at me, he's like, welcome to the biz, kid. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
So,
all right. What a moment just the way that he won it. Too.
Oh yeah.
The whole Cena and Shawn Michaels fucking bit where Shawn Michaels hits Cena with the sweet chin music, he just falls on I think it was Edge.
Yeah.
And then Shawn Michaels gets pulled out of the ring and Cena wins the belt.
Oh man. So going back here, sorry, I'm trying to think of all the questions Levi used to ask. We used to have these written down somewhere and we don't anymore. So we just kind
of used to have a guy named Levi come on the show on every Friday in charge of this.
Last time we saw Levi was the Amber interview. So of course,
apparently
you're not good enough.
Since he went to Colorado, he's like too good for us now or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You know, he wants to come back and every time he's like, hey guys, I'm going to be up there in the summer. Who's working these days? And we're like, we have no fucking clue. You know, I'm like, I don't even know who's working those days. And I'm booked for half these things. Here's a two putter.
Worst
favorite match. Oh, okay. Three putter. We can do favorite match, worst match, favorite opponent.
I got the worst match. I already know it.
Ooh.
I don't know. Okay, so first of all, you said favorite match?
Yeah, we'll do favorite match first.
My favorite match, it wasn't a long one, but my favorite match was going against Tony Atlas, man. WWE Hall of Famer, I mean, there's nothing that'll ever beat that.
And the one guy I have yet to fucking step in the ring with.
Nobody else has. He's so great to work with, man. Oh, man, it's awesome.
I just know not to do his headbutt.
I'll tell that story in a little bit. So,
worst match and best match is the other two, right?
Yeah, worst match, best match, favorite opponent. Of course, that's Tony. You said favorite opponent, so or favorite match for them.
Say my best match. Jeez, I have a lot of good matches. I can't really pick one. I mean, to me, if the match went well. The best match for me, you know.
What comes to mind is like a title win or something like that.
If you want to bring that up, then it was when me and Ray won the ECWA tag team championships.
All right,
yeah, we went against the Ultimate Powers, and the boss said, put him on the Canadians for tonight. And
was the Ultimate Powers Jobs and Mullet? I've worked them.
And they put us main event and they had us go over. And
oh, fun.
I'll tell you one thing. I've never heard a crowd so quiet when we pinned them. And then boo the shit out of us like a second later. Oh, man, it was magic.
Dude, that is the best. I'm not even joking. That's the best reaction when the crowd goes quiet because they're like, they're stunned.
Yes.
Then it clicks what just happened. They're like, you motherfucker. It's like, here's like Cornette in my brain, like, you motherfucker.
That's exactly what happened. Oh, man, that was great. My worst match, had a lot of bad matches. And I'm not going to say it was the other person's fault. I've fucked up a few times.
Yeah.
I can think of one.
Go ahead, shoot. keeps the one I'm thinking of.
Is it the second MPW match that we had?
Oh yes. Oh my God, that was awful.
That was so bad.
The six man that we had. I was like, wait, which one was that? Yeah, then I just
that was so bad.
Well, it was kind of hard to get into the groove because you have two guys that really we wrestled each other before. We knew what we're gonna do and call our spot. Yeah. We have two guys who really didn't talk to us, didn't talk to each other, just say, "Oh, we're just gonna call it in the ring." It doesn't work that way sometimes.
Yeah,
and it was complete crap.
I can call in the ring with certain people because I know them well enough that I'm like, I have no problem calling in the ring with certain people. But the thing is, I'm going to use Blade Bandit as a great example of this. Blade and I have worked enough times where a lot of times our matches, I walk up to him like, you want to do these three stupid things? And he's like, yeah. And the rest of it is just us doing our stuff because we know our stuff with each other. Mm-hmm. But there's certain people I'm like, okay, this is one, this is two, this is three. This is
four. Well, it didn't help that there was supposed to be some kind of run-in that cost Neil.
Yeah.
The shot or whatever.
Yeah, and that was
it was just complete such dumpster. A fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah, dumpster fire. Just all I remember after the match is going to the locker room like truly disappointed. And I see Big Cat in the corner. Yeah. I see Big Cat in the corner huddled like almost like Mankindish and going like this. And he's like, fuck yeah.
I've never been so angry. Yeah, I've never been so angry in a match, and that was one of them.
There are two ways to tell if I'm upset about a match. One is I will, and this happened after a Let's Wrestle show. I rolled out of the ring and I power walked through the locker room, and I watched Mortar like step out of my way. Like you could tell I was hot. Like you could tell like certain people saw me and they're like, "Oh, Dylan is not happy," and they just cleared out of my way. If I'm like that mode, that is a match that I know I fucked something up like royally and I'm mad at myself. Or if something else got fucked up that I have no control over, I go into the, I call it the shutdown mode where I'm just kind of like, because I can't be mad about it in the moment because I'm like, there's nothing I could have done to fix it.
Well, you guys definitely pulled the Oscar and Felix because you did the
Yeah.
And Kat was like,
yeah,
fuming, dude. I've never seen Kat so pissed angry. Off, dude.
I very rarely have been angry at a match. That was one of the times.
Yeah, that was one of those situations though. I couldn't fix it. Like I couldn't. There was no way. Like even in the moment, I'm trying to call stuff in the ring and trying to fix things as we go, and I'm just like, I have no control over this.
It was just getting worse and worse. And
that's
worse.
Why I was like, I looked at people coming up to Ricky. I'm like, let's just fucking take it home.
People coming up to us and like, it was like, you should have done this, you should have done that. It was like, I couldn't do anything. I tried. I tried talking.
Situation.
Nobody was listening. I just said, fuck it at this point, and we're doing whatever.
The funny part, Kat, is when I took a bump from you, and you fucking nailed me. You nailed me in that match. And I was like, dude, motherfucker, I'm not the one that's fucking up this match. I was like, why are you taking it out on me, man?
Honestly, you should have looked at me and said it like, I'm not the one fucking this shit up, motherfucker.
I might have got potatoed, in which that didn't help out the situation. So
yeah, dude, so that I was sucks, like, I knew you were pissed, and I understood the situation, but not me, man. I'm not the one doing this.
You're just like, ah, dude, it's not.
But I understood it. It was a dumpster fire. It was not a good match.
It's worst part is I'd love to run it back because like I know all six of us can do way better.
Oh,
and I want to run it back to be able to sit down, call a correct match, and actually do it. Mm-hmm. Because once again, I know we can do better. And I know Ray's retired, and I'm Travis, Mr. Ricky. He's coming back, but he's coming back and he's leaving. Aiden's retired at this point, so like basically like now it's like, you know, you, me, and Kat, you know, and like Ricky. It'd be a tag match at this point, which we know we could do, you know.
It is what it is. That's the business.
Do tag matches.
I think that is the only match I've ever had that I refuse to post online.
I get it.
I don't know if I've ever watched it back, to be fair. Like, I have a hard time watching my matches back anyway.
I bet you it is online.
I think I've watched it once on a playback, and I stopped in the middle of it because I just couldn't finish. I couldn't finish.
I have this weird thing, and I don't know if you guys are like this, but I can't. I can months later, but I can't, like, the day of. Like, the next day, I can't watch my matches back. There has to be time in between for my brain to disconnect from what I fucked up on. And even when I have a great match, even when I go out there and have a great match, like a lot of people take my match with Jossie as one of my best matches. And I agree, it's one of my best matches. And that was 4 years ago, and it's still one of my better matches. I can go back and watch that one, but there's no way in hell I could have done it the next day. I have to disconnect from it. And then, you know, I just can't. There's just no way I can go back and watch matches. It has to be a month at least. Then my brain's usually it has to be a month and a couple matches in between. And that really sucks right now because I haven't had any matches since December. And I am like,
yeah, I feel you.
Mine's been September's last match I had.
So
took a long break. But like I said, I usually watch my matches when it comes out. I critique myself like hell. That's what I do too.
Like I can't watch them next day, but once I come out, I'll sit there and go, okay, I could have fixed that. That was sloppy. Let's tighten that up a little bit. So stuff like that.
Uh oh.
Cat, please don't tell me you found this match. God, it needs to be burned from the archives.
I don't know
what you're saying. Jedi died for less than this, all right? Jesus Christ, Cat, you're killing
me. He's looking for it. He just wants to show the shitty.
All I'm saying is this is empty. I can't deal with that match with this being empty. Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go.
We're not watching this whole match, but...
No, please.
You can already see him pissed. You can already see him
I think I talked to you right here too, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, well, see, you guys were in the corner. Me and Ray were in the corner, and I think we were on the same wavelength because me and Ray are looking at each other like, this match fucking sucks already, man.
Yeah.
Well, we called a bunch of stuff, and like, there's nothing against the other two. I think one of them showed up late, the other one was running the show.
Yeah.
So we couldn't really have a communication. But when we got to like, okay, this is what we're doing, it's like, oh, it was like, let's do this, like, we already have this whole fucking match planned out. It's like, why are we changing shit?
Right.
This is something that irritates me. And I don't know if this irritates you, but this is one of my giant pet peeves in wrestling. And don't ask me why, but it is. Look at Ricky. Look at Aiden. What colors are they wearing?
Same.
Red.
It's the same white. Fucking colors. Why? And I get, for Ricky, it makes sense. He's Mr. Canada, right? Red and white. It's the Canadian colors. Mm-hmm. You both are wearing the Maple Leafs. You're both the Canadian guys. It freaking makes sense.
Right.
Aiden's wearing red and white also. I'm like,
dude. That might also be only Aiden's gear, though. That might.
Yeah.
At that time, it was.
This is the only gear.
Yeah. See, this is why I liked wearing orange, because not a lot of people wore orange, except like Dunkin'. But I mean, you know, Dunkin' Donuts is orange and pink. It's not like we had a choice in that matter.
And the thing is that everyone had a basic match. It's just that there was no storytelling in it.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're that's what we're trying to do. But again, one guy was running the fucking show. He couldn't really, talk.
I'm just jawing with everyone. I'm like, fuck it. I'll just play this guy today.
You know, I'm standing there and I'm just like, usually when I just stand there, I'm like, let's go, people. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's fucking do something here.
That was a little rough.
Jeez.
Ooh, I'm going to play this game. I know for a fact Ricky can work. I know.
Him work. Absolutely.
But this is what the fuck are we doing type.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, Ricky's also not in his prime. He's not like, top Ricky at this point.
Well, now, did he have an injury at this time too?
His back was still messed up, and he gained a lot of weight. So, and the reason he gained a lot of weight is because his back was messed up, and he couldn't work out. Is that on the wrong side, or am I just crazy?
It is on the wrong side.
Okay,
I think I even told you that when we were wrestling. He has so much shit going on in his head, so it's just he's trying to make sure fucking the show's running great.
That was actually not bad. That was not bad. So I'll give him some credit there.
But you could see Ricky lean in and try talking to him, see what that will. Let's do this. But again, we weren't on the same page. So
me just like, what's going on here? Okay.
Tell you what, you can still throw a drop kick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Timeout. I'm like, no, there's no timeout in baseball.
That's one thing I'm going to tell you, is that I'm going to miss wrestling with Ray, man. That was fun.
Yeah, I bet. So,
yeah.
So he's done, huh?
Yeah, he's he's done. Yeah.
That from that injury, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Kitty cat with short hair. Look at that.
Yeah, my wife wants me to get it back. I told her, I'm like, oh, maybe. If we're gonna decide to get rid of it, we're gonna do probably like a hair versus hair match or something like that.
Yeah.
So at this time, I'm coming in and I see fucking cat fuming. I'm like, oh shit, I'm a
pissed off cat right now.
Yeah. I'm gonna get pushed in the face.
Oh, I think we were trying to do something there, and I probably forgot. And that didn't help my situation. Well,
like I said, we were like past of what the hell we're supposed to do here.
So that was good. See that right there, like you two were like trying to do something like, okay, let's just hit each other and figure out what's going on from here. Ben and I have done that in matches, like we'll just throw hands so we figure out what we're doing next. So okay.
Insigurity. There you go.
Hey, that looked good. All right.
Well, it's not the first time I took an insigurity from him, so
yeah, that's true.
Right, like, get the fuck away from me, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Trying to do my match, man. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, I'm being a dick.
fucking pay me my money, bitch.
It's my pin, man.
I think I might even be like, Cat, Jesus, calm down.
I was just having a bad day.
I'm just waiting for the moment that you clock me, dude. I'm like, oh man.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Probably.
That could have been one of them, yeah. Oh yeah, you were chopping the shit out of me. You weren't holding back.
Oof.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Kat, you're wondering why you're not getting booked for Crown of Maine.
I can see why I'm getting booked. Period. Holy shit.
Oh shit!
Bitches.
I'm just saying now. I'm sorry.
yeah, it's all right, man. It's in the past now. Right. It is what it is.
Splash tag.
Oh, you, dude, you nailed me with that splash, dude.
Ricky, like, what?
Are you
like?
Are you sure that wasn't Nick, the one that fucking hit you hard there?
I know. I'm looking at that. I'm like, holy shit, dude. He fucking talked me with that damn clothesline.
I always throw my clothesline stiff, though. Well, not stiff, but snug. Like, I want.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, my God. This is awesome. Moe's like second or third match, too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that didn't help. This was just a whole clusterfuck, and nothing against Moe because he was green.
Yeah.
That did not help. did not help our situation. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's how she went that way.
Come here.
There's another 6 minutes. We're not going to watch the 6 minutes. We're just going to skip to. Yeah.
Usually when I'm like, come here, I'm like literally trying to tell people where to go in the match. Like I'm doing it for the crowd to be like, all right, come here. I'm like a big tough guy. I'm like, no, come with me, please.
Yeah. This is where we're like, I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah,
everyone
was lost.
Dude, at this point, I was just selling.
Yeah, see, like, yeah. But we had to sell the big cat, man. He was pissed, dude. Look at that. Yeah.
I fucking murdered Ray. I just stepped on him. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Ricky's like, what? Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Ray.
I think it was just frustrating for everybody, man.
Yeah.
Oh, then I freaking. I remember this. First time fucking brainbuster, basically.
Yep. Yep. Because I think Ray didn't know quite what you're doing. And, like, he didn't give you jump.
Again, I think at that point we're just trying to finish the match.
Yeah.
I think this is like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I think I was, was I down in the
floor? Oh, this is where you guys brought, like, we're just going to kick him. We're just going to knee him in the nuts again.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes.
Kicking me in the dick. Oh,
and Alan comes out here somewhere, I think.
Yeah, this is where we're like, because this is what the problem was. Yeah. It was like, how are we going to get to this fucking spot?
Yeah.
We haven't called the spot at all. I was like, I guess we'll figure it out, I guess, when we get there.
I was standing right there waiting for Alan to come out. I was just staring. I was like, come on, dude, let's go.
Yep. Bringing out profit. I was down selling. I think I'm selling. So if I remember, I think I remember that a little bit because Ricky was kind of like just floating around me, and I'm like, I'm selling up, and I'm like, Ricky, kick me. You know, like I'm trying to tell him like keep me down because you don't want like Kat and I up at this point, you know, because we'll jump in the ring and interfere. So I'm like, Ricky, fucking hit me.
I was selling my dick. My dick.
Why do they keep kicking me in the dick?
It was so funny because every time we brought that spot up, again? God damn it.
But if you keep
so little, we can get you down.
Yeah. It's like, be fair though. Like, I love when teams have worked enough times where they have spots between them that have like it's a callback spot, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, you get and like we get to the point where we made it work in the last time we worked because he went for it and it was like Kat was like, no, fuck you. I know you're doing this time.
And,
so
yeah, and I think that was the match where Ray got injured too.
Yeah. That was a good match until that.
Yeah.
I think like for like 3 months straight, like every match, if I wasn't going over, somebody was fucking hitting me in the dick.
Yeah. It's like that. Like I said, it's like the Vegeta. Like, why do they keep punching me in the dick? Kicking me in the
dick. Why? Why do they keep kicking me in the dick?
Oh my god, man. So. Oh. Shit. All right. I tell you. All right. Do I have any more questions? Trying to think of more questions for you. So
I guess a good one would be how was it working with like Ray, you know, with Hype Putin?
Yeah.
You know, he actually started off as my manager for ETWA. And then just one I think it was like the second or third show that we worked for ETWA, they promoter asked him if he wanted to wrestle. So he did a singles match, but I came out with him to kind of like, you know, be his manager. And then it just started forming where we were just, okay, he's in the ring now. Let's put these guys together. And that's how it formed. Start off as, you know, a team trying to build our way up. And, but we gelled. And we came to the point where we could finish each other's sentences, know what we're doing in the ring. Who's doing what? What's, you know, it's just, it was great to work with Ray, and I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
So
I get that. Kat, Levi and I were great like that. Kat and I are pretty good like that too, where a lot of times, like, so a great example of that is the Let's Battle Royal. Literally, Kat comes in, bop, bop, bop. Kat, do the thing. I don't even tell him what to do. I just point. He looks, he's like, all right. And he goes, cannonball.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, it's like, it's great when your tag partner, you guys are in such sync like that. You just say, do the thing. I don't know what the fuck I'm even saying. I'm just pointing in the general direction. Kat's like, I'll murder the fucker. All right. So,
I'm definitely going to miss it.
What's the plans for this year? Like, you got any, like, going after anything? Like, you got, like, you want to drop Alan Profit on his little bean or anything? Or
Well, I have yet to do a promo, but Chronomain is putting on a show on April 4th in Van Buren, Salvation. And, again, I have yet to do my promo, but I might be mentioning Profit a few times. He's a little shit that needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when you can't get the job done, you know you can talk to
him. All of a sudden, the wild signal goes up.
Right.
I mean, I'll be there. Wow. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I might just go up just to say hi.
Absolutely.
I will be honest. I've also not done my promo yet. sorry. It's not that I don't want to, it's just I haven't had time since you guys have asked me because I work, you know, like a normal job. So
life happens, you got work, you got family, you got everything.
Yeah. I have a fun thing where we didn't take Martin Luther King Day off just because we forgot to like not book people for that day. I work at an eye doctor's office to pull back the curtain. But I will have Monday off, so I will be doing some fun wrestling related stuff on Monday.
Good. So I'm looking forward to the show. It's gonna be my first time back since September. So,
nice.
So.
Now we asked, we've asked a lot of folks this, and this is one of my favorite questions. Do you have a dream opponent? Like, it doesn't even have to be like it is Jacques Louis Francois versus Billy Gunn. I'm just pulling names out of my ass. I'm not saying that, but you know, like who's your dream opponent?
I've been compared to this guy a lot in my career. So I would have to say, I would love to have a match against Kevin Owen.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of the look, how I wrestle, or something like that. I am gonna die, but I'm gonna die.
Are you
gonna
get Kevin Owens or are you gonna get Kevin Steen?
Yeah.
Well, that's the question. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that would be a dream match for me.
You get KO, you might be okay. You get Steen, you're like, oh well. Honey, is my life insurance paid up?
Right. That was the one thing I liked about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn's match. You kind of saw a little blending of Kevin Steen and El.
No. Yep. That last match they had, that was Steen and Generico.
Yeah.
That wasn't Owens and Zayn. That was Steen and Generico.
It was a fantastic match. I love that.
That was. Man. So, well, we've had you here for a little over an hour. I mean, you can hang out. We're not kicking you off the show in any way, shape, or form. No, but it's up to you.
I am. Do your plug. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't control anything, unfortunately.
Well, if you want to stick by, this is how we're going to end the show. We're going to switch over to Rumble, and we're going to watch, because we teased this last show.
Yeah.
We watched DX versus the Brothers of Destruction, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
You can hang out and watch the garbage with us. If you really want to. We have no problem with it, honestly. So, all right, do you want to plug stuff on this side before we go to the other side?
Yes, let's plug everything on this side before we head over to Rumble.
Yeah. Sounds good. So, like I said, Chronomane Wrestling, coming back this year, April 4th, in Van Buren.
You might want to grab some more booze there, Nix.
Present Salvation. And we've already had some promos by Logan Lennox. Again, there's a little shit that needs to be taken care of.
Oh, I'll, if you need me to kill him, I'll kill him.
Little Joy Nail is going to be there. Again, you know Dylan Nix is going to be there. He said so. I'll be there.
I got the belt. I kind of have to be there.
Yeah, right. If you're up this way, come out and have a good time watching the show and get some entertainment that we don't have usually up here. But I want to give a shout out to Amanda and Mike for keeping it going for me.
Hell yeah.
Having the passion that I still have, but just, taking the reins. Shout out to the team, DL Santos, Lewis, Nathan King, Steve, who does the music and all that stuff.
We love our
crew. The show wouldn't be the show without the crew that supports it. So, Chronomane Wrestling, April 4th, we're coming back.
I love when Archer looks at me. He's like, he's done this last couple shows. Like, hey man, do you have that flash drive with you? He's talking about like my external hard drive. Cause I have like everyone's music in Maine.
Yeah.
Like everyone's. And I'm like, I know who do you need. He's like, I'm like, yeah, who you need? He's like, I make sure I pack it now. So it's always in my, it doesn't usually travel outside of my laptop bag, but I make sure, cause I don't bring my laptop there. So I make sure I throw it in my gear bag now. So I'm like, yeah, there you go. It's under wrestling music, whatever he needs there. For sure it is. Yeah. So I think we lost Kat for a few minutes. His wife's probably yelling at him.
Yeah.
It's coming out of your room, motherfucker. So we're just going to hang out here and wait for El Grande Gato. So that's actually on our per session chat. That's what I changed his name to. And he realized it the other day for the first time ever. Six months. Really? And he realized it. He's like, how long has it been my name? I'm like, I don't know, 6 months when I changed it. He's like, you changed it? I was like, yes, I changed it. So. Tell you,
so I'm looking forward to it. It was a nice little break I needed, mentally and stuff like that. So, but I'm ready to get back into the mix and get stuff going again. So,
no, I 100% get that. I, when I get out for a little while, even a couple months, I'm just like, I'm gonna wrestle, man. Yeah. I only have so long to do this. Let me do it,
right? Yeah, exactly.
So. Did you do your plugs next?
My plugs. I was talking to Shock here. My plugs, you can find me on all social media platforms. By the way, this is, if you want to come back to Jock, you can. You can find me on all social media platforms at DOTDNix. That is DOTDNIX. I'm a creature of water, not darkness. Please, there's no Y in my name. You can find me on prowrestlingtees.com at prowrestlingtees.com/dotdnick. Say what?
There's a Y in your name.
There's well, not in my freaking usernames. D-O-T-D-N-I-X, you baka. So this is what I deal with. Freaking morons, I tell you. Anyway, you can see me at Crown of Maine on August. April 4th. April 4th. I don't know who I'm fighting. If it's Logan Lennox, I'll drop him in his little bean. If it's it's not Casanova, I don't know that for a fact. Him and yeah, I fought enough.
People are going to have to come out and watch the show.
Yep. Hell yeah. Come see me defend. I'm assuming I'm defending the title. So come see me defend the Aristic County Championship that took me three times to win.
So a couple more things, and then I'll let you guys go and watch the crappy Saudi Arabia thing. Jacques Louis Francais on Facebook. That's pretty much my main and only thing that I use is Jacques Louis Francais on Facebook, and then Crown of Maine Wrestling. You can see them on X, Facebook, Instagram. They're always posting content there. Our channel on YouTube, Crown of Maine Wrestling. See all the matches in the past, and new content's coming out every time we have a show. So that's all. That's what I want to say. And
That's legit. No, that's 100% legit.
Yeah,
I think there's even a TikTok, by the way.
Yeah, TikTok. Yeah, TikTok. Yeah. So
I know because I follow them.
But yeah, I really appreciate you guys having me on. And
oh hell yeah, man! No yeah,
problem. It's been a blast.
Yeah. This is what we do. If
you want to open for bookings.
Yeah. I'll let them know. I'll let them know, and I'll reach out. Trust me.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be the last time I hear from you.
Oh God. Such a negative Nelly, man.
He is. Welcome to my world.
Big Cat Tyler Adams on Instagram and
you are over here.
And TikTok Tyler Adams on Facebook and X. Follow the show, like, comment, subscribe. You can catch us live every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Rumble. And, of course, if you cannot listen to us live, you can always listen to us on the road with all the streaming platforms. But please give us a 5-star Flock Smash. Helps us with the algorithm and shit like that. Gets our show out there. What? Talking shit?
No, is it 5-star Frog Splash?
Well, you went... Like your mouth and fucking garbage out of your mouth.
The first, and I said it's so bad.
So, anyways, we're going to switch it over to Rumble. Right. You have your good night, unless you're joining us.
Guys have a good night.
Okay, you have a good night. All right. We're going to watch the worst fucking Saudi Arabian match besides Goldberg versus Undertaker. We're going to watch the Brothers of Destruction.
I'm going to need to bring up the entire bottle of crack and watch that match.
Yeah, you will.
Don't fall asleep and try not to kill yourselves, okay?
Yeah, definitely, man. So, all
right. Anyways, thank you guys. Yeah, thank you, Jock.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Per session signing off, but we ain't saying goodbye. Keep your fans like steel reaching from the sky. Professional wrestling, we'll never let it go. Big cats in the house, bringing the rumble to the show.